Before you start your next do-it-yourself project, listen to this. You Got This is on the air. You Got This is hosted by ABT Plumbing Electric Heat and Air owner Andrew Twidwell and Rosalie Brown. With a helpful hand, here are Andrew and Rosalie.
Hi, this is Andrew Twidwell, owner of ABT Plumbing Electric Heat and Air. Once again with the show You Got This, the show of DIY do's and don'ts. And I'm zooming in with Rosalie Brown, who is in LA right now, and I'm sitting in our Auburn office looking out the window at a very windy day. It's been kind of windy up here lately. Went for a bike ride yesterday in 24 mile an hour winds. It was quite the experience. It kept wanting to push me over. Went late afternoon ride on the American River Trail, and whoo, boy, that was
chilly.
Exciting.
Chilly.
It was cold, and yeah, and the wind wanted to kill me more than once. It kept pushing me around. Oh, and I also, I don't know if anybody else notices, like, there are a bunch of dead skunks everywhere. And I was reading about, like, they start looking for places to nest this time of year. And I saw a skunk on the trail yesterday, like, right next to Lake Natomas. Like, I rode by him, and I was, like, maybe 3 or 4 feet away from him because I could only go to the edge of the
You can only
trail.
Go so far.
And the lake was on the other side. So he just kind of looked at me and I was like, please don't spray me. Please don't spray me. I'm not going to mess with you.
That would not be a good way to end your day. That would not be a good way to end the day.
No. But yeah. So it's pretty windy up here. But yeah, it's been nice. So how are things in LA?
Good. They're windy here, but it's going to be a high of about 66 today. So we're kind of in that weird, I was in the elevator with someone earlier and he was talking about how, ooh, it's that weird time of year where it's like kind of cold, not like, you know, it's that weird time where it's like, you want to have sweaters and stuff with you, but you might catch a window of sunshine where it's like nice and you don't need anything, but then, so right. It's kind of weird. Yeah. It's kind of weird. But yeah, I mean, everything here is groovy. It's, already February. And I think I read that didn't the groundhog see a shadow today or something? So I think they're
didn't
saying,
read it. I don't know.
From what I saw on social media, enough people were screaming at the groundhog and wanting to hurt him. So I think he might have indicated 6 more weeks of winter.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. And, you know, friends in the East, you know, they have like massive snow happening now and
I know
more on the
it's
way.
Been nuts.
Yeah. Really intense. So I'm not sad that I'm
sub-zero temperatures in the Midwest and just brutal. Yeah.
Been there,
we're in California, right?
Done that. I'm good. This is not too shabby. I'll just take my sweatshirt with me everywhere I go and be quite happy. So
it's but sunny and warm and mild here as well. Yeah. I mean, it's been a lovely couple of weeks. We're in February.
We're gearing up for spring. Right. And so, one of the things that you and I are, well, I do more than you do, but when trying to kind of plan out, you know, stuff to talk about, stuff to put in the newsletter, like, you know me, I hit these creative walls and I'm like, I just don't know what to talk about anymore. Yeah. But what I thought was interesting was, what we're going to talk about today a little bit is kind of like, if you're, how do you know what constitutes an emergency, you know, what needs to be fixed right now and what either has a temporary solution maybe, or what can be put off until you can call a pro in, right?
Right.
It's easy when something isn't working or, you know, you see a funny smell. That's always the smell thing always scares me.
The funny smell and funny smells are like the worst. We get calls all the time. Like I smell sewage and we go out there and like, nope, that's not sewage. If you walk in the door, it's like, no, you got a dead animal in the basement or in the crawl space.
That's horrifying.
Happens all the time.
Really?
And you literally walk in and you're like, whew, okay, never mind. Nope.
It's not sewage.
You know it right away.
I mean, it's bad, but
it's not. If you've been in the business for a while, you know what sewage smells like and you know what death smells like.
Yeah, I listened to enough podcasts that I would not have assumed animal. I would have been like, get me out of here because there's a dead body. Yeah. But but that's just my, you know, sleuth detective hat.
Yeah.
But yeah, that would
or
be
sewage,
horrifying.
No,
yeah, no, no.
It smells are the worst and we get them all the time because, people smell them and it's kind of like trying to find an electrical problem. It's that process of elimination, trying to figure out where that smell is coming from. And we've got, fortunately we have the tools now where we can find them. Like if there's a pipe that's leaking or something like that, that's leaking sewer gases, but
But it's crazy, right?
So, but is that an emergency?
Right.
You know,
of a kind.
You know, like
it is kind of
a kind. And also, you know, I teach our people that, you know, that an emergency is whatever the customer or client thinks it is. Because one person's emergency is completely different than another's. And like I tell my techs all the time, like, we're not our clients, we're not our customers, because of the fact that we'll live with stuff a lot longer than most average person will. Like, you know, fortunately, you know, my wife's trained me to put the toilet lid down, but I've trained her to live with having a faucet that drips for a long time, or a whole sink that doesn't work in our bathroom, you know, and use the kitchen for a week or two. Cause that's just, we'll put up with things a lot longer than most people will. So, Yeah. So an emergency is whatever the person thinks it is, but hopefully, you know, the show will kind of give you some ideas of what some ways that, like you were saying, that you can possibly handle it yourself without having to call a technician,
right.
Or maybe wait for a weekday, a regular work day where it's not going to, you know, there's not going to be any extra charges or anything, or any kind of minimums or stuff. So
I'll have you, I'll ask you to kind of lead us through, because I'm, you know, I get tired of my own voice, but you're the plumber in this situation. So,
in a previous life.
Hopefully, you know more. Hopefully, you know more.
Like, you know, I just had we had an onboarding with three new techs come on board on Monday, and I was talking to him about, you know, the fact that we have this huge bench of talent now, and amongst the people that work with us, we've pretty much seen everything. Unfortunately, my knowledge dates back to times when we were doing things with lead and, you know, mercury and stuff that, you know, this generation has never had to deal with. So, but unfortunately, I know a lot of the older stuff. And since I've been in the office for the past 10 years, I don't know a lot of the newer stuff. So I have to rely on some of our newer techs, or the technicians that have been working out in the field more recently, so they know how to deal with it. But we can get it done. So yeah.
Well,
I know the old stuff.
Yeah. Okay. So, well, the way I look at it is basically, you come from the era when OSHA was a suggestion, right?
Yes.
And now OSHA isn't just a suggestion, bro. That's like, that's the way it goes. Like that's the guideline. So, back then, like, we had child labor.
And clean water was, you might want to not use lead solder, but yeah. But
so things have evolved.
Available right now.
Right. Yeah. Things have evolved.
And you might not want to use mercury in a gas gauge.
Can't even imagine.
Just make sure you don't spill it. I mean, this is literally what the conversation was with one. I heard the conversation with the inspectors in San Francisco, because we literally used mercury pressure gauges to test gas lines up until like the 90s. Uh-huh. And the conversation went with our local plumbing, heating and cooling contractors association, PHCC, went to the board and said, okay, imagine this. I've got a mercury gauge. I spill it on the person's floor. It's a stay-at-home mom who happens to be an attorney who's just taking some time off to take care of her child. Who's responsible? And they're like, oh, okay, since you put it that way, yeah, we can't be responsible for that. So they stopped using mercury gauges. But yeah, we were literally carrying around vials of mercury with us to fill up our gauges. It was fun times.
But we lived so far.
Lead and oakum. Yeah. I mean,
that's
like,
crazy.
Yeah, for old soil lines. Yeah. I know how to pour lead and do the old school caulking and stuff. But anyway, so what is an emergency? So,
this one seems like an obvious. Okay. See, now I feel like I want to jump into it because you got me all excited.
Well, it's actually not, I mean, surprisingly, it's not obvious to a lot of people.
Okay. So to me, this one would seem obvious, but okay. Again, let me just say this. My own experience of this event is what made it seem obvious to me. But I do remember, if I'm being fair, I'm going in order in this list. So you might recall this. I think I called you or texted you. This would have been years ago. And this had happened in my house. And I either called or texted and was like, Andrew Twidwell, right now, what do I do? And you gave me the solution. And I was like, oh, okay. Yeah. Oh God. I was so freaked out. So I know it now.
Pipes. So we're like leading you in here. So frozen pipes, it is one of those things that happens, you know, around this time of year. We start getting into a colder month. February tends to be one of the colder months. around here. We haven't experienced anything like that in quite frozen pipes in quite some time, but it does happen every once in a while. And it's, you know, we're still in the midst of winter, so it can still happen. So what do you do when your pipes freeze? One of the first things that people do is call a plumber. Yeah, there's not a lot we can do for frozen pipes. Mm-hmm. So when the pipes freeze and you have no water at the tap, the first thing you want to do is go turn the water off at your well or at your meter and either try to thaw the pipes out, which, you know, you may or may not be able to do because the pipes may be under the frozen pipes may be underneath your house. Mm-hmm. And they can be difficult to get to. Or they may be in an area that's really hard to get to, or you may not have that ability. But if you do have the ability, you can warm them up and hopefully get rid of the frozen section. But unfortunately, in a length of pipe, you don't necessarily know where the plug is, where the frozen part is. So it can be anywhere that's exposed. And you know, you can do that by a couple ways. Like one of the recommendations we have here is using a hot water bottle. You can use a hairdryer. You don't want to use a torch.
Can I ask a question? Cause I'm in visualizing this and visualizing. Wow. That was a good word. I'm visualizing.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Okay. Yeah. So, can I just tell you what you told me to do? And then we can go back to your hairdryer thing. So what you said to do, I didn't have to traipse through any snow or the tundra to like turn anything off. You basically said, it's likely that your pipes are going to thaw on their own when things, you know, warm up a little bit. We weren't in the middle of a snowstorm, by the way. That was different. It was like if the event had happened overnight, but the day was clear, we had sun. So you said, go ahead and turn on your tap in your bathroom, you know, just slightly, right? So you get the air in. Okay. And that's what I did. And so I did that. And I want to say like several minutes later, I heard the, you know, the rushing of water coming through my bathroom sink. And I was like, yes. Okay. So I was done and I could make the coffee. That was the crisis, was there was no coffee to be made.
You gotta have coffee.
Yeah. To be clear, you know me long enough that is absolutely true.
Ditto.
Okay. But
I just finished my liter of coffee this morning.
Right. That's why you're present right now. But here's the thing though. So when I think about how much pipe, you know, the broad scale of where pipes are in my house and in under this and under that, when you say use a something to heat them up, where would I be doing this? Not in my yard. Like
that's
I can't
the
even,
issue.
Okay. Like how would that's that make issue. Sense?
Anywhere pipes are exposed can freeze. Right. So that's the problem. I mean, it can literally be under your crawl space because there are vents all around your crawl space to take care of moisture. Right. So it can get cold underneath your house, but it can also get cold in the well house. But maybe you left the light on there and it's not getting too cold, but it still froze. It's hard to find it. The suggestion I had for you with leaving the tap open a little bit. If we know it's going to start to get warm in your home, open up a tap and let it kind of just a little bit. What will happen is the air. Well, what it'll do is you're putting some back pressure on that plug of ice and it's going to push through there. So just like, you know, I've been researching dams lately for some reason. I don't know. I go down these rabbit holes on YouTube, but like the Oroville Dam, right? All it takes is the top layer of a dam to breach, and then it just slowly cascades, and eventually it will just completely destroy the dam. Same thing happens with the ice plug. It'll plug it. If you can just get a pinhole through that, it'll start breaking that material up and start, it'll make that hole a lot bigger, a lot faster.
Right.
The reason we suggest turning the water off though, is if you got to go or something like that, you don't want to leave the water on and come home to find that one of the pipes burst. And now all of a sudden you flooded your basement or you flooded a crawl space, or, you know, if you've got a pipe on an exterior of the house that got frozen, or in a garage that's gotten frozen. And then now all of a sudden it's done a bunch of damage. So that's why we suggest turning the water off. If you're home and you know the water's going to, and you know the temperature is going to be creeping up past freezing, turn the tap on. Keep an eye on stuff. Walk around your property. You will see a geyser if you've got a leak, or you will see water coming out of the walls. You know,
right?
But you want to catch it fast because if your pipe is ruptured, just think of it like, you know, an open half inch line can produce 10 gallons per minute. So imagine dropping a gallon of milk on the floor times 10 every minute.
Right.
So, I mean, you can talk 100 gallons of water in a matter of 10 minutes. So right. Yeah, you want to catch that fast. If you're not around, turn the water off.
For sure.
Never use an open. And if you are trying to thaw the pipes out, the reason we don't suggest not using an open flame is because A, you can catch the building on fire. Because God knows that's happened to pretty much every plumber I know, including myself. I've caught houses on fire multiple times. Always managed to put them out. It's dangerous. You got an open flame and you've got
what
dryer lint or oil or tar paper, or I've lit dryer lint and tar paper on fire. It scared the Jesus out of me. Yeah.
My confidence level on you right now is shrinking. So let's go.
Were my earlier years in my 20s. I mean, I'm a little more cautious now these days.
And but this when you're is,
in your 20s.
Yeah. This is why Andrew Tridwell is not in a truck anymore. Okay. I got it. Noted. Andrew Tridwell will not be the plumber we're sending to your home. Do not worry.
Yeah.
Okay. So what happens?
Anyway, back to the frozen pipe. Hopefully.
Yeah.
You didn't burst the pipe.
Right. But then if we did, that's where I'm trying to get us to. You burst the pipe. Okay. What happens? Burst the pipe.
If you burst the pipe, call a plumber or try to fix it yourself.
And that of course makes sense. Like burst the pipe, you're automatically going to immediately go to the shutoff. Right. And then we're going to get on the horn with the plumber. It's an emergency.
Yep.
Yeah. We got to get you out there. Okay.
And do know that if your pipe burst, more than likely other people's have as well. Cause we have, you know, it seems like every 5 years or so,
major event.
It's getting to less and less. It's happening less and less with climate change, but we'll get a freezing event. And our guys are working from sunup to 9 to 10 o'clock at night, just doing triage, just going in and stopping the bleeders, you know, doing the bare minimum just to get people so they can get water on. And we can't keep up. And there's not enough plumbers in our county to be able to keep up with that type of call, because it's, you know, so many people.
Right.
So hopefully your pipes don't burst.
But right.
And if you can fix it yourself, try fixing it yourself. And if it doesn't work, you know, give us a call. It is a DIY show.
It is. So here's a good safety tip. I think we all know this, but again, no assumptions made here. So if you smell gas in your house, want to get you outside and get a plumber on the line, right?
Yeah. So, gas leaks. So there's a couple things. A plumber may not be able to get out to you very quickly. Sometimes depending on how busy people are. And unfortunately these days right now, everybody's swamped and everybody's understaffed. I mean, I've got one technician that's out on COVID right now. We had 5 out a couple weeks ago. So it's a tough time right now to try to get to people's homes. So if you're on PG&E, if you have natural gas, call them first.
Sure.
Not only will they come out and take care of it, they'll get the gas off and make sure it's safe. They're really typically pretty fast when it comes to a gas leak, because they're partially responsible. And they're free. So you don't have to pay a service call. They'll at least get you safe, and then the plumber comes in and fixes whatever leak it is. Sometimes they will fix a minor thing, but mostly they won't touch any plumbing, so they won't touch it. But occasionally you'll get a technician that might, you know, tighten up a gas flux or something like that and call it good. But call your gas provider. Most of the propane providers don't have the staff to be able to come out, but it doesn't hurt to try calling them either. If they're available, they can send somebody up. But we'll come out and take care of it. But gas leaks, definitely get out of the house, because it happens. Houses blow up.
Right.
Gas is a dangerous thing. So, and then we'll come out and fix the leak and test the system and make sure you don't have any other leaks. And then PG&E will come back out and turn the gas on, or the propane company will give the okay for us to turn it back on.
Right. Give the final thumbs up to get everything back to normal.
Yeah. But that's definitely
something you don't play with. Right.
Don't take care of it fast.
Don't take any chances. Yeah. Okay. So last week, look, we talked about this, and I'm ready to talk about some other things, but we talked about, I'm so over this topic, but I guess
we have time just for this one last
time. I know. So if you have a clogged toilet, is that an emergency? To be honest with you, if you are living in a house with more than one person, it's going to depend on who you ask that question.
Exactly.
But for
it
the
depends
most
on
part,
how many toilets you have in the house.
Right.
If
for the
you've
most
got
part,
three toilets in the house, it's probably not an emergency. If it's one toilet and you got 5 people in the house, yeah, it's an emergency.
I've been in the unfortunate situation where traveling is years ago. I was pregnant traveling. I forget where we were. I think we're in Seattle or something. Family trip, and I don't remember. I'm not saying who did it because I don't remember. It doesn't even matter. But we were all in one hotel room, and there was an event, and had to call in the hotel maintenance. But I mean, what are you gonna do? The hotel, and I'm a pregnant woman. So I mean, it was just like, what are you gonna do? But yeah, that's no fun to call. Just horrible.
That it actually happened to me at the Outside Inn when we first came up here in Nevada City.
Oh,
21 years ago, when we were looking at houses and the toilet clogged, and I think Erin's her name. I can't remember her name.
It is Erin. Yeah.
She was still managing it. Cause I mean, we're talking 20 years ago. And she passes me a plunger. I thought it was hilarious.
You're like, well, I mean, that
I'm a plumber.
Right. That kind of makes sense, right?
I'm like, all right, this is Nevada County. I like this. This is cool.
I think I'll just move here and be a plumber.
Yeah, it was cool. If you do have a clogged toilet, well, first thing to do is, try plunging it, you know, and remember that when you have a good quality plunger with a I can't remember what they call them now, but anyway, buy a good plunger. And a plunger works as much on the push as it does the pull. So really push and pull.
Vacuum.
It's not a bad idea if you're at all comfortable with it to get a closet auger is what we call them. It's a snake that's specifically for toilets. So if you have continual problems with the toilet, it's probably not a bad idea to buy one of those things. It's cheaper than a service call.
Or like we talked about last week. If we talked about it last week, if it's a chronic clogger, if it's something that happens to you regularly.
If it happens all the time. Put
a different toilet so you've got the flow correct. You've got the everything set up. The engineering
system.
Engineering is the issue here. It's not. It might not be you. It might not be your stomach. It could just be that you have a really bad toilet.
You could have a blankety toilet.
Right?
I was going to say it, but I didn't say it. It's a PG show. So toilets. It really depends. Like we said, how many toilets you have and how many people in the house.
Right.
And we actually have time for this last one because we got like two more minutes. So a leaky fixture, a leaky faucet. That's one of those things that 9 times out of 10 can just wait.
I think so too.
You know, unless it's ripping, you know, unless it's, you know, the fixture is completely trashed and you can't turn it off and it's full bore.
Right.
Then and you're running hot water, especially. Call us out. But if you do have a fixture, if you have a faucet or a toilet or faucet or toilet that are running, you should have emergency shutoff valves underneath the fixture. Hopefully they turn the water off and don't leak. In Nevada County, we've got some fixtures that were installed, some emergency shutoff valves that were installed during the 80s that weren't the best to begin with. And 40 years later now, almost 50 years later, they really don't work. So, but give it a shot. Worst comes to worst, you got to go shut the water off to the house and then it's an emergency. We'll come out and take care of you.
And if you do end up needing an emergency fix or a professional fix for your plumbing, your HVAC or your electrical, you could call ABT. Let's pitch this really quickly too. You could be giving me the cutoff sign. I don't know because I can't see you. But so we have some career opportunities open available right now. We would love to talk to someone who's interested in becoming an HVAC apprentice. We also would love to hire an HVAC service tech. We've got opening for an electrician and also a plumber. So if you are interested in any of the above, would like to make a switch from the career you're in now, you want to get into the trades
or
your
company that you're in now.
Or you're in the trades already. You can send an email. You don't have to send a resume. Send an email to hiring@easyasabt.com and we'll get back to you and talk to you real quick and get things moving along. If you want to call us out for service, you would call ABT at 530-230-9092. And that number again is 530-230-9092.
Great. And we'll catch you guys next week. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Thanks, Andrew. Thanks, Rosalie. Now let's get that project started. You got this. We'll be back next Friday morning at 9 o'clock on KNCO News Talk 830.